Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to another edition of the Big Al's.
No.
It is selfish, you selfish bastard. This is not just your show.
This is not the radio show.
I'll keep that. We're going to keep that.
Oh, yes, we are. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to rock?
Yes.
Are you ready to rock?
Yeah.
I'm going to get to some Cheap Trick after all. Anyway, this is episode 360 of the Ages of Rock podcast. And today it's just the three of us shooting the shit about nothing in general.
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
Rockpourri.
Rockpourri. There you go.
So I will just go ahead and start out real quick with Friday night. Cheap Trick was in Evansville and they played at the Victory Theater, which is a relatively small venue.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, like a 1500 seat maybe?
It's around there, 15-16,
something like that. Yeah, the place was not full, but it was not empty either. I mean, it wasn't a sellout show, but there was a lot of people there. You know, I was
was you in H?
No, I was in K. I was in orchestra C,
right?
Row K, seat number 114, like almost dead center.
You actually, my Philharmonic tickets are about where they are. I'm in row H, so I was like, I know that view because that's where I see it all the time. So
it's good. I did send you a picture, spot. Didn't I, of the stage? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's actually a good spot. You see really well. The sounds look good.
It was not a good spot for Cheap Trick.
Oh, really?
The sound where me and Mike were sitting, it sounded distorted. It didn't sound mixed well at all. Now, having said that, they all still performed well. It's still Robin and Rick and Tom, and then Dex is on drums, and Robin Taylor Zander is the other guitar player.
Right.
I had some friends that were sitting down in like row three and they said it sounded fantastic down there. So I don't know. I don't know if there's something on the orchestra thing was blocking part of the sound coming up, but it just, where we were sitting, it didn't sound good at all.
I haven't been, let me think. When we saw more of a rock show, we were sitting downstairs. Now I did see Weird Al and I was sitting on the side in the orchestra area and the sound was decent. That's kind of odd because usually the sound there is really good. I mean,
you saw Weird Al. How would you know if the sound was bad?
it was a fun show. That was a really fun show.
I'm sure it was. But
Weird Al is more talented than you give him credit for, Bill.
Oh no! I've watched the movie. I've watched the movie. I know the music, stuff like that.
It's you take it for what it is. But I mean, there's costume. I mean, it's a show. It is a real show. But it was a lot of fun anyway.
But, all in all, it was a really good show. The show started at 7 p.m. They walked out and like, click, let's go, and the
no opener. I like
what happened here. Yep,
so
same show.
They were on at 7 and by 8:30, they were off the stage, encores and all.
Yep,
which was nice because us old people could be in bed by 10.
I talk about that Mammoth show. Same deal. They came out, kicked our ass. We were home. Yeah. We drove home from Louisville and was home by 10. Before 10, I'm like, this is great.
Now, Bill, you saw Cheap Trick just a few days ago, didn't you?
No, it's been a couple of weeks. A couple months ago.
Okay,
it's about a month ago.
It's still basically the same tour.
Yeah, same tour. You know? Yeah,
but one thing that I noticed about the performance was both Robins were singing almost entirely everything together.
We didn't have the other Robin.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
No,
it was just the four of them.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Robin.
Yeah.
Taylor Zander has his own band.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe they were off doing their own thing.
Yeah, and I've seen him with them before, but this time it was just the four of them.
Yeah.
Is his voice similar to his dad's?
They are so similar. I think that's why they sing together in unison.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think the younger one sings a higher
register.
Sure. I don't want to say octave, like a third or a fifth. You know, you got first, enough. Third, fifth, yeah. Whatever it is, they sing everything, almost everything together. I noticed there were a few times that the senior Xander was singing on his own. But yeah, overall it was a good show. Rick Nielsen is Rick Nielsen.
He's animated. You know, he's great.
He got on the microphone and cracked a couple of jokes a couple of times and then started talking to some guy in the audience, then gave the guy the microphone and let the guy talk. And the guy talked for probably 2 or 3 minutes. When he got the microphone, Rick was like, lesson learned tonight. Don't give the microphone to someone in the audience.
So, Bill, did you see him in Brown County?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had seats probably 8th row up, dead center. I mean, they were really good.
The better part was
they were free. So
I wish I'd have known you were going, Alan, because I couldn't find anybody to go with. And then nobody like.
Well,
then,
I'll be honest with you. I had no intentions of going.
Okay. Well, then that's because
3 or 4 people was like, hey, you want to go? Hey, you want to go? I'm like, no. And then somebody was like, hey, man, let's go. All right.
Yeah, I mean,
it's my friend Mike. He's one of my concert buddies. The guy that I've gone to Rocklahoma with all those years, and
sure,
I knew he won't go anywhere by himself. So I knew if I didn't go, he wouldn't go see the show, and then he'd be upset because he missed the show. So there you go, Michael.
I should have went, but they had some pretty good discount tickets there toward the end too. They were going pretty cheap, but cool.
Yeah,
Bill, you've been to a ton of. You've seen
yeah,
a
been
ton
a
of shit.
Ton of shows. But Cheap Trick, when we saw them over here in Nashville, Indiana, I think it's about a third of the way through. Rick kept looking at the set list on that was taped down. He finally picked it up and he goes, okay, are the three of you guys okay with this? And they all went, yeah. And he just threw it out in the crowd. We're playing, and then they just started playing like they between every song they'd have to holler out what they were doing because they were like they decided to chuck it and start, and they were playing, you know, whatever.
Well, though, I mean, those guys are notorious for not playing the same stuff.
Yeah,
but awesome, the thing though that I did notice, speaking of the set list, is he didn't have his set list on the floor in front of him. It was taped to the drum riser, so I guess he didn't have to bend that far enough to see it.
No, those guys are always. Yeah. I mean, they have standards that they usually play. I know that they do always do. What's the one that Peterson sings? The only song he ever sings.
They did that song.
They always do that song.
He does a little bass solo before it.
Right. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, other than that, I mean, they're very well known. I mean, they got a repertoire of music that just, you know, catalog is huge, and they're not scared to play stuff, and they don't have.
They'll play a deep cut. Like all of a sudden you'd be going. Wow, I haven't heard that in
I have not yet
350
seen him
years.
Many times as I've seen him play, I've never seen him play Auf Wiedersehen. And that's one of my favorite songs that I've never seen him play that.
I don't know.
They played it.
Oh, they did they play it?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Do you want me to tell you the set list?
Sure. I want to hear it. Let's do it.
Hello There, Just Got Back, Hot Love, Stiff Competition, In the Street, which is that theme song from that 70s show.
All right.
Big Eyes, Ain't That a Shame, She's Tight, The House is Rocking with Domestic Problems, Light Up the Fire, Heaven Tonight, Downed, which was Robin Taylor Zander's song.
Right.
Where are we at here? I Know What I Want, which is the Tom Peterson song.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Flame, I Want You to Want Me, Dream Police, and for the encore, Surrender, Auf Wiedersehen, and Good Night.
God damn, that's a good set list.
Fuck yeah.
I'm mad now. I should have went.
Yeah, I'd have to look back. Myself. I don't know what it was for me. I'd have to look back at the thing, but
yeah,
setlist.fm is your friend.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't remember. I just didn't think to look at it.
That sucks. I really liked it. That's a good one.
Yeah. So the only disappointing thing for me about that show, you know, I mean, anybody knows I'm not a huge Cheap Trick fan, but they always put on a good show.
Right.
And the only disappointing thing was just the quality of the sound where we were sitting.
Yeah. And that was just probably, like I said, it's probably just where you were sitting, you know. It's interesting.
But I've been to many of shows at the Victory in that spot, and it was never that bad.
Yeah. I don't know. It must have been just the way they had it set up. Maybe just some kind of weird thing. Because that's when we saw Daryl Hall down there at time with Whatchamadoodle. And all the sound was, but we were on the floor. So
I've never seen Watching a Doodle.
But that'd be
John Oates. No,
no, I know it was.
No,
Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, there you go. Rundgren. Yeah.
Rundgren. Well, I can tell you the last time I saw Hall & Oates up here at Ruoff, it was not pretty. You could tell there were a couple of people up there that didn't really care for each other a whole lot. And
let me guess, can I name one of them?
It's blindingly obvious.
Well, yeah. Have you watched or listened to Bacco's interview with Daryl Hall?
No.
Yeah, he pretty well made it abundantly clear. Me and Oates aren't getting along right now. So.
No, they haven't been getting along for a while. So.
Yeah, probably haven't
been for a while. So.
That's nothing new.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you have an act that's that successful, there's always going to be some kind of tension because one person gets more attention than the other.
Cool. Bill, how many shows have you been at lately?
Oh, lately. Let's see.
Can you put it in like under 10, over 10?
There's a little picture of it. Oh,
no. You had it up and it lost it. You lost it again.
If them I lost old, that, I will
them be, old people in their iPhones.
I will be using bad words. A lot of them. Yeah, there's a few things.
Wow.
So I'll tell you what I use my what I've been to
You've abused that pass.
No, I have used that pass. So I've seen the first show I went to was Foreigner and Loverboy.
Hey, I was there.
I ran into a buddy there.
Thumbs up.
Yep, I ran into a buddy, and we ran into Bridget there.
Bridget the Midget.
Then, yeah. And then I went to let's see. Then I went to Brett Michaels, did the Brett Michaels for Night Ranger, Mark McGrath Starship, and Steve Agarella or whatever his name is. That was a triple bill. It was kind of a party thing they did. It was kind of cool.
Mickey Thompson isn't part of that Starship, right?
No. Starship played first. The only original member was, I don't know, was a keyboard player or something like that.
Yeah, there's somebody. But I've seen them. They sound good, though.
But the woman that was singing with them did really good. And I never thought in my lifetime I would ever hear White Rabbit in concert. And she did White Rabbit. As soon as it started, I was like, oh, my God, it's White Rabbit. I mean, it's like it was just
weird. I didn't know they did that.
I never in a million years would have expected that. And then... Night Ranger came out, and Mark McGrath did a song, and then Mark McGrath kind of hang out. And so it was when Brett came on, it was pretty much just a free for all. He'd do a couple songs, and then Mark McGrath did a song, and then Steve Agarelli came on and did a song, and they kind of did that back and forth. They all played a song together at the end, and so the premise of it was Brett Michaels just wanted to go out and do some shows. And
like a party, like a
and it definitely was more of a party. Q95 supported it. They were the one. It was a Q95 was their 40th birthday party, how it was presented. And so they had bought a bunch of tickets, but when we first got there, there was nobody there. I mean, it was really weird. And as the night went on, it was really good. The only thing that I would say is Mark McGrath was a complete waste of time. So that was everybody else I thought was pretty good. Then we went to see Jason Bonham. Actually, it was, who was it?
That came to Evansville also.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't. He wasn't headlining. Whoever was headlining is who we went to see him open, and then we left.
Okay, I got you.
Just because I like Jason, so we went to that. I'm trying to figure out who it was. Government Mule. That's who it was. There's some kind of.
Yeah,
they're a jam band along the lines of Allman Brothers, and
something like that. Yeah. And you could tell.
Well,
there was
now to
a
be
lot
fair
of stuff in the air.
To be fair, Warren Haynes is also a member of the Allman Brothers band.
Right. I had two people actually asked me to want to go to that thing. I said, "Won't you two go? I'll stay home."
Yeah.
They just no interest. So
yeah. Then I went to see Matchbox 20 with Matthew Nathanson. That was really good. That was really good. I was very impressed. They did a great job. Went to see Zach Brown. Left after About an hour into the set. It was weird. I don't know if I told you guys this or not. I don't think we've talked about it, but he played for 50 minutes and then took a break, like a 10 minute break. Like said, you know, we got merch, stuff like that. We're going to be taking about a 10 minute break. And I'm like, dude, he just got up there.
Maybe he had to poop.
Well, and I looked, it's like, that's how it's working on this, on the tour. But the thing that shocked me was in the first, he did 8 songs before he took the break. And in the first 8 songs he did, 2 of them were covers.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah. Well, by the end of the show, I looked it up the next morning, 25% of the set was covers.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So I left after he came back. He went and did the 10 minute break, came back, did right. Homegrown, and then he did Layla after that. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. It's 9:30 on a Sunday night. I've been to a show the night before. I'm not, I don't give a shit about this stuff. Right. I mean, I wanted to see him again because I do like his music, but I was not impressed with that part at all.
It's interesting.
So he will not get any more of my money or my butt in a seat or whatever. And then we went to see Cody Jinks and Eric Church, which was pretty good, like that. Actually, Cody Jinks was really good. And then went to see Nickelback and Brantley Gilbert, which was, I thought, was an odd mix of people together.
That is an odd.
But it was, it came off really, really well. Cool. And I was like Nickelback as much as I did the first time I saw him. So for all you Nickelback fans or haters, suck it. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, they got great songs.
Yeah, it was really good. They did a good job. Then we went to see Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top, which was pretty good. And then
who opened that, or was it a double bill?
No. It was ZZ Top. I mean, ZZ Top opened Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, definitely the Lynyrd Skynyrd show.
Okay.
And you know, it's none of the, they have no original members left either, but they have people that have been playing in that band for upteen years, right? So it was still all right. It was fine. I can say I got to see him. And then we went to see Disturbed and Breaking Benjamin, which was awesome. It's a great show. Right. I said Matchbox 20, didn't I? Matchbox 20. That was really, really good. Really loved that show.
Yeah. I saw Matchbox 20 up there maybe in 2017 or 2018. They were on tour with the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, that'd been a good show.
That was a really good show.
Yeah.
I think I might have. No, I didn't see it. I saw Goo Goo Dolls open up for Train. So I
went on. Oh, yeah. All right, then I went to see, we went to see Disturbed and Breaking Benjamin. I think I said that. I'd never seen this before. They had like 4 rows of flames, and it was part of the light set, and it moved. And it was really wicked cool.
That is
cool. But they were really good. And then Friday night, went to see Blackstone Cherry, our buddies from down in the Kentucky area.
Yep.
And last night was... last night was Jason Aldean and Mitchell Tenpenny and Corey, somebody that I don't know.
Right.
And then tomorrow night is 3 Days Grace and Chevelle.
Seen that show.
And then
I saw them and it was Daltrey was the, it was the main person.
Was it Corey Kent?
Corey Kent. Yeah, that's who it was. Yeah. It's I knew a country guy'd know that.
It's like I'm in a country band or something.
It's like you're in a country band.
We do one of the Corey Kent songs. That's the only reason I know who it is.
Yeah. So then the last show at that show tomorrow night with 3 Days Grace and Chevelle is at TCU Amphitheater downtown. Right. But the last show of the season up at Ruoff is Jelly Roll. So
you going to go see that?
Yeah, I think so. Yep, we're going to go to see that.
I don't know none of his music, but I find him kind of interesting.
Oh, he is very interesting. That dude has got all kinds of crazy shit going on.
Yeah, he's just like a hot mess.
But then I also have tickets to see.
That's a good way to describe it.
What?
But he's
a hot mess.
He's just a hot mess, you know.
That whole thing's a hot mess, man.
Did you watch
he's
in that?
He's interesting.
Did you watch that special about him on was it Hulu, Bill?
Yeah, something like that. I haven't watched it yet. I keep getting distracted, so I haven't watched
that, but I watched a thing on YouTube about him and his wife, you know, just kind of talking about stuff. And it was just like an interview. It was like one of those, it wasn't Dan Rather, but it was just some kind of, you know, interview.
Oh, he'll tell you. I mean, I've seen him on many things.
I like the guy. I'm not into his music, but I like him. I think he's an interesting folk. You know,
he's an interesting character. That is for sure.
I'm pretty sure that Jelly Roll special was on Hulu.
I'll have to check that
out. Yeah, it's on Hulu. That's I've seen it. I just haven't had a chance to watch it. I have Hulu.
I'll have to check that out.
And then I got tickets yet for to see our buddy Ryan Cook and
Jeremy.
To see those two. And then they're playing with some guy. I don't know his name. And then
some astronaut.
Some guy. Some guy from outer space.
Look, and then from Zendale.
Yeah, I got tickets for we have tickets for Pink still. We're gonna go see Pink.
Watch then, her little aerial act and her circus act.
We were gonna go see that show, but the time Laura went to get tickets, they were gone.
Man, yep. You got
to Kiss tickets yet? I got Pink tickets yet. I got.
Yeah, you're going Kiss to see tickets. Kiss at Gainbridge, right?
Correct.
Yeah, me and Ian will look for you.
Yep.
I'm taking my boy.
Cool. Yep. And actually, I think kids will be back too from Oklahoma.
Yeah. Cool.
I think they're going too. So
I doubt Ian will be so lucky the second time as he was the first time I took him when he was six. I took him to seven. He was seven. I took him to see Kiss down in Nashville at Starwood Amphitheater, and they showed a girl showing her boobs on the TV. So
I can tell you, he was
quite enamored with those.
Yeah, I'm sure. Alex might have. There's a potential for Alex to have a better experience at this Kiss concert than he did at his very first one. Because Alex is planning to work this show.
There you go.
That's so cool. Being part of the security team, I think he'll probably have some access that.
There you go.
You know.
That'd be nice.
Nice. So we'll have to see. I'll have to ask him at the end if it was worth, if he got a better experience that time or when.
Right.
He and I went to Chicago, and he got to meet Gene.
Well, this is
he ought to actually if he does get to go back, or he should mention that.
Oh, he's got the picture. I talked to Gene about it whenever we met him in Fort Wayne,
and the thing is,
he's under picture. Yeah,
right. But I'm saying he should take that with him and say, "Hey, So that'd be
good. It's on his phone. He's got it.
Yeah,
and I got him an autographed one too.
Yeah, cool. I think that Kiss is actually the last concert ticket that I've got for the year.
It is it's about the only thing I've seen this year.
You haven't been to anything this year.
But
you went to Europe and did all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah,
I did all
kinds of shit. Yeah, I've been doing other things.
You spent your money on that.
I saw something earlier in the year, but I don't remember what it was. It's so long.
That good?
That's why I have to keep, that's why.
The Philharmonic stars.
So. I'm old now. I have to keep a list, though.
I would have to.
It is kind of cool though to watch. So of the shows at Ruoff from the ticket I bought, I've seen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I will have seen 12
and
shows.
And that ticket cost you what?
$300.
Boy, that's a well
spent bargain.
I'm confident I got my money back.
You know, speaking of that lawn pass, I have one complaint with Ruoff. Because I was one of the guys that bought the 2020 lawn pass when they...
Did they make good for you on that? Or did they refund your money?
They sent everybody their money back. They just refunded everybody their money. Gotcha. My beef with them is, why did they not give us first dibs?
Right.
When they started selling them lawn passes again.
Should have, but...
Well, there's a fan page on there, and people were really honked off because Pearl Jam canceled. Like, last minute. Like, during the afternoon of the show.
Right.
And there were people on that thing who were all wound up like,
well, I'm going to tell you what, the next time you get sick, you better not call in work, you sons of bitches.
Well, they were wound up. They're like,
well, the thing is, Rudolph has nothing to do with that.
No, but their complaint is, I have a lawn pass that I wanted to use for that show, and now I can't use it because it's not any good, because it won't be good next year. So
tough shit.
Let me call you a wambulance.
Yeah. They were
buy another ticket next year.
That earlier. They just didn't tell anyone. Lady didn't get shut
That's
up.
Bullshit.
I hate that crap.
Yeah, you motherfuckers.
I hate it. Right. Anyway, so yeah, it's been a pretty good year. I've had a pretty good year so far.
So what, you got any new albums?
I do.
Let's see them. Because I've got a.
I probably can't see this because of the
thing,
but this is the. Oh,
that's
George
cool.
Lynch, Jeff Pilson. This is the.
Right.
This is the Heavy Hitters 2.
Sure.
I'll tell you what's on it here real quick in case you haven't heard it yet.
I've actually listened to it on Spotify.
Oh, you did?
It's good. Yeah.
It's okay. So it's got Sledgehammer, Carry On, The Stroke, Radioactive, Smokestack, Lightning, Hold On.
Right.
It says Hold On, I'm Coming. Whatever. in case you need to know. And then Stay With Me, which is really good. Shout, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Thank You, and It's a Wonderful Life.
Cool.
So it's good. It's a good record. Yep. I also got, when I went to see Blackberry Smoke this summer, I picked up a Blackberry Smoke record because their records, if you get them at the show, are $25. Not when you get them in the store and they've jacked them all up. So it's like, well, let's make a deal.
You actually get something cheaper at the concert than you do at the store?
Yes. It was actually
that's
cheaper.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Actually cheaper there.
Well, good for
and
them.
And then when I was in Florida, I picked up a 12-inch.
A 12-inch.
It is a 12-inch of Kiss, Tears Are Falling.
Cool.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Well, I thought that was kind of cool. I was like, yeah. I was thumbing through. It's this place I like to go to. And
that's the only thing you found there in Florida?
Oh, no. I found. No, actually, that was the. I've had a couple other ones in my grasps there, but then I was like, man. Right. I couldn't figure out how I was going to get it home, to be honest, because I just carried on a bag, so I didn't have a.
Gotcha.
But then I just carried it on. Everybody's like, what do you got there? And they'd see that I carried it. You know, do you think I carried it with the Kiss logo on the outside? Yes. Because the back doesn't have that.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody's like, yeah, that's cool. I'm like, hey, there you go.
That's all you got, man?
Yeah, because I've not been buying much, man. There's
You've
not
been
really
concerts.
Much to buy.
You haven't had time.
I've been spending my money at a show. And
there you go. Yeah. But you did get this one. Did you not get it in the mail?
Yeah, you know, I could not remember if we talked about that or not, so I didn't.
We hadn't talked about it yet, I don't
think. I got a CD, too. I'll tell you about that.
So anyway, we the Rock City Machine Company, we know those guys. They're great guys.
I hear they're going to tour a little bit for that.
I know. They've been practicing. They had a thing the other day. They were at SIR Studios doing some practicing.
Yep.
I had showed you the Pump 5 sent me their the one
test pressing.
And I went ahead and what a great looking cover. Isn't that awesome? So I went ahead and bought whenever it came out, I went ahead and bought it because you know what? I'm like, I support people that I love to
Does
hear.
Does it sound different than the test pressing?
I haven't listened to either. It's still sealed.
Steven's getting mad.
I am
I'm texting.
Every record that I have right now is still sealed. I haven't
And as soon as I got that art. The Rock City Machine Company record, that baby came open and on the table. Damn.
I'll talk about that surgery here in a minute. I'm getting surgery here soon and I'm gonna have some downtime. So I'm gonna be listening some albums. I finally picked up Mammoth 2.
Mm.
This is the exclusive canary yellow color. of course it's sealed. I have not opened it yet. I did pick that up. And I do have another album. Hold on a second. I'm getting ready. I have another album that I just ordered today, which is Marvelous Threes number 4. They did the pre-order on it. I showed it. You weren't here that day, but they did put the Hey album. They did release it on vinyl. I showed this the last time when me and Alan did our little show about nothing. So they did that, and they're actually going to put out the third album, I believe, that was never on vinyl. They're going to release it, but they're going to put out another album, a brand new album, because they're doing, like I was talking to Alan the other day, they're doing 3 shows in Atlanta and 2 shows in Chicago. That's all they're doing. And they've already released 1 song off the new album, and it sounds just like old Marvelous Three. I love those guys. If you don't know who Marvelous Three is, it's Butch Walker,
who was originally,
right. But Butch Walker was originally in a band called South Gang, and South Gang was a band in the late '80s, early '90s, kind of got their come in that hair metal or kind of the big hair kind of at the very end of the shit. They had one on their first album. They had one, it was called Tainted Angel, and they had a song called Tainted Angel that was on MTV. It was on during Hairbanger's Ball. That song was actually produced by Desmond Child. That album was Desmond Child had some
waiting on that book to arrive.
Yeah. So there you go. And then of course Butch Walker, then that band broke up. They went to Marvelous 3, had a minor hit with Freak of the Week. Then he went out and basically he said, you know what, I'm touring, I've not made any money. So he went into songwriting and producing, and of course wrote all kinds of shit for Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, Bowling for Soup, Avril Lavigne, did all kinds of shit. So that's where he made his money. And then he started putting out solo albums. But anyway, getting back to this. So they are this, if you buy the album, which I was telling Alan about this before, I wanted to go to that show so bad. Well, of course it's midweek or late in the week. I can't get days off for it. So I just got a thing today, or 2 days ago, and it was on Butch Walker's Facebook page, and it says a reminder, they're going to be doing these shows, and then if you purchase the album, or you don't have to just purchase the album, but you can also go to the website, you can get a live stream of the concerts in Atlanta.
Cool.
For an extra $5. And actually, I got two nights for $10. So I get to see two different shows.
Yes.
And
what a deal.
You can watch them for up to 7 days after the show. They're going to be ready to go. And he says here that the live stream will put you there. They spared no expense on stage, sounds, and lights. Production of these shows, live stream will be multi-camera HD and video. So you feel like you're there.
Are they going to also try to sell you a DVD that will come later?
No, because it will not show up. Or
a DVD and a t-shirt packed
in. Now, that's only if they do the show in Dubai.
Well, no, you can get the t-shirt, right. And you can get that album, the new album, which, you know what, this album was, you know, it took a little ways to get, and I've told you that story because Al and I talked about it on that show. If you don't want to know the story, listen to that episode. Anyway, it took a little travel to get here, but they do better than Kiss Online.
That's because anyway. you don't have a normal address is your problem.
No, it's just, I live in Newburgh. Anyway. Anyway, so here's my thing. Come on, Gene. You want to make some more money on this last show? Why don't we get a live stream from that? Don't give us no DVD. Don't give us any kind of bullshit. I don't need a t-shirt. You know, let me pay $25, $30 to watch that last show, a live stream. You're already filming it. You're already putting all, you know, you got multi-cameras, putting it up on screen. All you got to do is have one extra camera or two to do a wide shot and a stage shot.
And some dude, who says they're not?
Have you heard anything yet?
No.
Well, you know what?
It's all about the buildup.
Well, they need to. Because I would be, I'd be signing up. You know, let me have that. So, good God, I mean, if there's a chance to make a dime, Gene's going to do it. So I'm not really worried about it.
Well, you can't just say happen. Gene. I mean, there's two leaders right. in that band that right. both enjoy the
and US I'm sure currency that known Tommy as the and dollar. Tommy and Eric want to get a few scraps of whatever's going to be left over.
They'll get whatever they've agreed to from that.
They'll get whatever they've agreed to.
But anyway,
their like name's on the contract.
I don't care if Ace or Peter's there. I just wanted to see. I want to see it. So give me a live stream. I'll pay for it. You know, I'll pay $25-$30. So there you go.
So are you done with your records?
You think it'll happen?
No.
Okay.
No. I have one more CD. Do you want me to do this before you go, Alan?
Yeah.
If Alan's got records, well, go ahead.
But I don't have records. I have CDs.
Okay.
So CDs our buddy Brian Durbin put out his own record from Hairbangers Ball.
Right.
It's called what's it called?
Only Jams.
Only Jams. When I read it first, I thought it said Only Fans, and I was like, I was gonna message him and go, dude, you sent me the wrong CD.
I don't want to see you naked.
Whatever. Right, I don't want to see any only fans things. But pretty cool. It's definitely got an 80s rock feel. It's got a hue. It's kind of cool because he wrote a little personal note on there, which I thought was really neat, and I messaged him about it. But the booklet is got what, all the now, lyrics.
What Bill hasn't told y'all is the personal note is please stop contacting me.
No, it was thanks, Bill. I really appreciate all of the support. Keep rocking, brother. Brian.
Actually, seriously, did you know
that is awesome?
Yeah, the sheriff actually cool. delivered that along with a restraining order.
Restraining You've order. Been served.
Yeah.
No, enjoy it's the music cool. and leave me the fuck alone.
Actually, I listened to it. The first time I listened to it, I was distracted. I was kind of like, eh. But the second time I listened to it, I like it. It's pretty good.
Didn't he put out a video for one of his songs too?
He did. Yeah, there's a video, I think, for one or two of them, actually. Yeah. But the funny thing is, he does this thing on here. He gets through the first 9 songs, and he does this thing called an intermission. And he comes on and goes, hey, guys, this is Brian Durbin. This CD's not over yet, but you know what? You always buy you buy an album or a CD, and they always you read through the list, you find all this, and all of a sudden you see all these bonus tracks, and they're just crap that people put on a thing. He goes, I'm just here to tell you, this is the intermission. There's 2 more tracks to come. And he does this.
That's funny.
He does this kind of funny thing talking
That's
about.
Clever. That's clever. That's clever. I like that.
He added a couple bonus tracks later and wanted everybody to know why. So it was kind of funny. But yeah, it's good. Not bad.
That's funny. Well, good.
Typical 80s rock songs.
Well, good. Cool. You can't get enough of that.
Nothing nope. wrong right. with that at all.
Alan, what do you got?
Okay. Do you guys remember a couple of years ago we had.
I can't remember yesterday.
We had John Jeffrey on the show from Buffalo Rock City Kiss Tribute Band.
Yes.
Yeah. And they did CD. Well, they've got, they've done another project, and they have another project in the works, from what I understand, which is going to be Buffalo Rock City 2. But in the meantime, I've got this CD here. It is Buffalo Rock City Alive. Excuse me, Alive, which is, a live tribute to Kiss. It's music is art and more. It's some kind of fundraiser they were doing. And I actually just got these in the mail today on my way home from work, so I didn't get a chance to get any of the super duper good information. But there are 10 songs on here. Psycho Circus by Kiss This. I've Had Enough by Buffalo Rock City. Freak, Buffalo Rock City. War Machine, Kiss This. Back on the Streets, Buffalo Rock City. Hard Luck Woman, Buffalo Rock City, featuring Robbie Takac, T-A-K-A-C. I believe that's the guy from Goo Goo Dolls, bass player, maybe?
Nah, maybe.
Sure.
I think
Sounds
so.
Good. I'll go with that.
And like I said, I didn't get a chance to look this up before we started recording.
Right.
Shock Me by Kiss This, Lick It Up, Kiss This, with Debbie Knight. And I'm not sure who that is. Beth by Kiss This. Instrumentation by Jim Heaton, H-E-A-T-O-N. And the last song is New York Groove by Kiss This.
Some cool songs.
And
it's kind of a mixture of different. There's not like a bunch of the same shit we keep hearing.
Right.
They must have just sent something out, because I got a notification from them about some new product. So I wonder if that's it.
It could Maybe. Be. And also, I got this.
Oh, I just saw that on Facebook tonight. How did I see that?
But this is a project that John Jeffrey was also involved in.
Oh, cool.
You know, Jean Bouvier.
Yeah.
Got to make sure I pronounce that right.
Yeah.
Is a co-writer. He co-wrote Who Wants to Be Lonely.
Right.
All Night. Both of those are for the Asylum album. And he also co-wrote, I think, Thrills in the Night from the Asylum album. Him and Paul were friends for
Bill,
a long
didn't we
time.
See him? Didn't we see him in Indianapolis when Alan went up there? Just when you and I went up there, that one last Kiss convention.
Yeah, he was at that convention, and I'm mad at myself for not going now, because I've always wanted to meet this guy. He
was really nice, and he
very nice guy.
Because he was in the Plasmatics. Yeah. He's been in
Gary
U.S. Bond.
Yeah.
He's written and produced for the Ramones.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, he's a very, very, very talented guy.
Yeah.
But this CD has Jean's recording of Who Wants to Be Lonely, tracks from the original Buffalo Rock City, I've Had Enough, Into the Fire, featuring Jody Valletta on lead vocals, While the City Sleeps, featuring, I'm stuttering like some crazy.
You are having trouble.
Yeah. I'm trying to read too fast. While the City Sleeps, featuring Mitch Weissman on lead vocals, and It's My Life, featuring Jane Evil on lead vocals. I don't know if it's Evil or Evile. It's spelled E-V-I-L-E. Yeah. But
Alan will never be one of those guys at the end of a car thing going, don't. He'd be like, what did he just
actually say? That's exactly what he sounded like. One of the car guys. Like,
but yeah, the cover art was actually done by a lady by the name of Melanie Watts.
Looks like a Paul Stanley thing.
And obviously it's a play on the Kiss Asylum album cover.
Yeah, nice.
And then, I just saw that. Oof, shit. I just saw that. That's 5 seconds ago. That's what
the back of it looks like.
Yeah.
So
somebody on my Facebook feed just posted that today. Yeah. Like I said, when I was waiting, I just got home and I sit down for a second and had some water, and I was like going, looking through my Facebook feed, and I'm like going, oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. You
bring it up. How cool is that?
Yeah. And that's all I have for CDs.
That's all you got.
That's all I got. You got anything else?
Oh, poor guy. But then I see today that their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is moving away from he. They said he hasn't had nothing to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since 2019, but he's been kicked off the board. What's his name?
Dan Winter.
Yeah.
Dan
the Wiener. He's fucking gone. Piece of shit. He's the guy that said Kiss would never be in if as long as he was involved in it.
Well, it didn't matter because it was so
fucking Wiener.
But whatever.
It's a shit show.
I could give a crap if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ever exists.
It burns down
tomorrow.
It's a shit show. Anyway.
Don't care.
Oh, I like this.
We were supposed to talk about are we gonna get to the singles?
Yes.
Okay.
One. Cool. Get to the one.
The singles.
Rolling Stones released a single last week or the week before called Angry. And Guns N' Roses a few weeks ago released a single called Perhaps.
You know what? Perhaps I'm angry because I haven't heard either one of them.
I'm angry that Guns N' Roses put out another single.
Well, is it any good?
And this is something that I know you're joking about that. I know you're not a Guns N' Roses fan, but you're not going to criticize them for putting that out because you don't listen to them in the first place.
Right. I did listen to it.
You know what? You don't typically listen to Guns N' Roses. We all know on this show, you're not a Guns N' Roses fan.
I'm not a fan.
What I'm getting at is it kind of irks me that the minute Guns N' Roses puts out a new song, the hardcore Guns N' Roses fan, this is shit, you know. You didn't even listen to the song all the way through. You just heard a little bit of it and turned it off. Fuck you. You know, and that's the same with the Rolling Stones song. I listened to both of those songs. There's nothing wrong with those songs. Am I going to listen to them all the time? No.
My only thing about the Guns N' Roses song was I expected something heavier.
Well,
I thought it was very light.
If you have followed the trajectory of Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction is their heaviest album.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, once you get to the Lies album, the very next album, half of it is acoustic. The other half of it is supposedly live.
And then
then once you hit the Use Your Illusion albums,
you start getting
a mix of the hard rock stuff and the orchestral stuff. And then once you move up to Chinese Democracy, it's almost entirely, orchestral or.
Right.
I guess you could call it progressive rock to a certain extent,
Right.
But Perhaps is following basically the same formula. It's that's the road that Axl has gone down.
Right. Yeah.
So
for me, Guns N' Roses is just Axl's voice. I just can't. I love the music. I get that. Like the music, I do. And his behavior just annoys the shit out of me.
Now, Guns N' Roses did release another song either late last year or earlier this year that I think was a little bit heavier.
But I thought the Stones song was pretty good.
The Stones song. I mean, I haven't heard. I was meaning to do that today. Listen, both those songs. I have not, so I cannot judge.
You got to give old Mick Jagger some. Jagger still got the swagger. He's like
80. He did all right.
I did
820 or so. I don't know.
Yeah. There is one more thing I wanted to bring up, and the caveat is yesterday, I watched a video of. Aerosmith before they canceled out there for the next 30 days. It was No More, No More, that song, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
and they were doing it was a live man. They were on all cylinders. Tyler sounded great. Perry was playing good. The band was playing good. The backups were great. But you know, he just can't go that long. Like I said, whatever he did, he strained his voice, I guess, and ripped his vocal cords or whatever the shit is. So
yeah, they were bleeding, apparently.
So they're, here we're only into about 10 shows into this final tour, and they're already now going to be 30 days. He can't sing.
Indianapolis will be, I think, the third show
after he gets back.
If he comes back on time.
If he comes back. I don't see this thing going to happen. I just don't think this is going to last. I think it's going to be the point where it's going to be.
He's going to be calling Paul. Hey, how do you do that?
It's called a tape.
Paul's going to go, well, I started doing that a couple of
years ago. You remember
the
last tour?
So nobody really notices.
You remember the last tour you did and you made a recording of that tour? You do that one again. And then you just.
Well, the problem with it is, too, what shocked me about the Aerosmith thing is I think they're doing 18 songs or something like that, I think is what it is. It's in that ballpark or whatever.
Right.
They're doing one that hasn't been done in 40 years or something like that. There's one song. And then there's another song that's pretty obscure, but the other songs, there's just a hodgepodge. It isn't like
same old song and dance. Is that what you're saying?
No, they're not doing the run of hits, which I would think that would be what they'd want to do, but that's not what they're doing, which is okay. I mean, it's whatever. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. You know what?
Let me.
They're shaking it up.
Our
favorite
here.
Band didn't do it though. Right?
Let me interject here real quick. Okay. That Guns N' Roses song was called "Hard School," and it was released in 2022.
Okay.
Oh, last year.
Yeah. I told you it was either late last year or early this year.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing that too.
I would love to see Kiss shake it up a little bit. I mean, it's just bullshit. I mean. I'm glad to see these bands do that. Cheap Trick and Arrow, play some deep cuts. Do that shit.
I'll just be depressed when they don't do anything like that at the last show. The last two shows in New York need to be different.
It's not going to be different because
I know. I'm just saying
that unless it's a Gene song, they could do that.
But it needs to be different.
But with a Paul song, no, you ain't going to do it.
Yeah. So he'll be all right. I'm going to see him in November 25th.
Yeah. I am too. I'll be right there.
It's Thanksgiving weekend, fellas.
Alan, you're going too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and I still have those two tickets on my phone that I need to transfer at some point to your buddies. So just let me. I did download it, and got it all done, but I just need to help me get that done. So anyway,
all you got to do is I've sent you his contact info, and you just need to.
I don't think you did, but I know.
So anyway, on that note,
a lot of behind the scenes. See, you get a little behind. Oh, here's another thing I want to say too.
Click.
I'm gonna bring it up one more time. Previously we had the Pictures Alive people on our show.
Scott and Steve.
Book.
Scott Davis and Steve Roney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Roney and Davis. Anyway, if we have somebody on our show and you purchase something or whatever. Always, if you can, put in a little note saying that you did buy it from us or because you heard us on our show, because we had two of our friends. I know that we were told, and I'm sure there may be hopefully more, but two of our longtime listeners, you know who you are. They said that they purchased the book and they did put in there that they heard it on our show. And I thought that was really nice. I'm like going, And then, like I said, if we draw you to do something, unless it's Ross Radley, don't fucking tell him shit. Actually, tell him, give me two fuck yous from me. But anyway, other than that, let the people know where you heard it from, because it does help us out. Because I want them to know that, that they didn't, coming on our show, didn't fall on deaf ears. So there you go. We should have been telling them that all along, but I never do. So I thought about it today.
Every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds a nut.
These nuts.
All right, folks, I think this is a good place to end this week's episode. So,
these nuts.
Visit agentsofrock.com and check out our past episodes and social media links. And until next time,
peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.